Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Book lovers, quite an event happening tomorrow at the main library of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. It's the Ohioanna 2013 event, Connecting Readers and Hamilton County Writers. Here to talk about it is the Adult Services Programming and Exhibits Manager of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, Kate Lawrence, and from the Ohioanna organization, Georgianne Bradford, formerly with the Literature and Languages Department at the Public Library. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's begin with Ohioanna. And I was confessing before we went on the air here that I was not as familiar with Ohioanna and the Ohioanna Library as I thought. So, Georgianne, I'll begin with you and talk about what the Ohioanna Library is and how it all began.
I consider the Ohioanna Library one of the best-kept secrets in Ohio. It really is because people don't know about it. It is a library, actual library building, housed in Columbus in the same building as the State Library. And it was started in 1939 by Martha Kinney Cooper, who was the wife of the governor, Myers Y. Cooper. And she decided that she wanted to keep a collection, start a collection of books by Ohio authors and about Ohio, and keep it in the governor's house. And so she started this, and it grew and grew.
And didn't stay in the governor's house for very long.
No, it was moved to, had its own building. It's moved a couple of times, but it has very nice facilities now. They have their, probably around 45,000 books. And their whole purpose, they also have manuscripts and music, sheet music, and some art, too, also. But their real purpose is to collect and preserve and to promote books by and about Ohio writers.
And do a wonderful job, because quite a collection that they have there that is focusing on, you know, as you said, not only by Ohio writers, but by books about Ohio.
So. Yes, very much indeed. In order to qualify, you have to have been a resident of Ohio for at least 5 years, or if you were born here and moved away, you still count as an Ohio resident.
No carpet bagging here.
No, absolutely not. And they do have some books there that are written about Ohio that were not by Ohio authors, but that's okay.
This is really connecting, and you know, we talk about local food a lot, and I believe in supporting local writers as well, and we do a lot of that here on Cincinnati Edition, and that's why I was really intrigued, Kate, about this event coming up tomorrow at 2, Connecting Readers and Hamilton County Writers specifically.
Absolutely. The point of our Ohioanna event at the main library is to honor those authors who are from Hamilton County or who are writing about Hamilton County specifically.
And you have quite a collection who will be there. Now, let's begin with who main MC or the moderator for there. It's going to be a panel discussion there.
There is going to be a panel discussion. The focus of the event this year is all about writing and publishing, because we know that we have so many successful writers in Hamilton County, and we also have a lot of aspiring writers in Hamilton County. So this is an event for them, too. And Chuck Sambuccino, the editor of Writer's Digest, is going to be our moderator of a panel. And then we also have three authors who have been successful and published multiple books who are going to be talking about their experiences.
And who are those authors? Anybody we know?
Oh, yes, I think so. We have Andrea Chang, who's written 18 award-winning books for children and young adults. We have Leah Stewart, who's written several successful novelists and who's a professor at UC's creative writing program. And we also have Brandon Snyder, who's written some sort of nonfiction humor books. So we've got a nice mix.
And the events will actually begin about 1. You know, I said 2, but the main event, I guess, happens at 2, the panel discussion at 2.
Right.
But the event runs basically from 1 to 4 at the Public Library.
Right. The authors are going to start arriving about 1, and then about 1:45, we're going to have a welcome and a few speeches. And then at 2 o'clock, we'll have the panel. And then at 3 o'clock, everyone will have an opportunity to meet and greet with all of the authors. And some of them are going to be selling their books. So you'll get a chance to have some one-on-one time.
And there's quite a few authors who will be showing up.
There are. We have about 30 confirmed. So we have a very nice mix and all genres, all different kinds of authors. So it's going to be a really great event.
So this is the local part of the Ohioana celebration, right?
Right. These are all Hamilton County authors. So,
but there's a bigger event that's coming up in May, I understand, Georgianne.
That is the book festival that they sponsor. They also have an awards day. Ohioana does 3 or 4 major things. They give out book awards and citations for cultural achievement to various people. And that is usually done in the fall. Those are awarded. They publish a quarterly that lists all the books that they've received with short reviews, sometimes long reviews. And it's and then, of course, they do sponsor the book festival, which happens in May. So there's really quite a lot of history. Hamilton County is really the most active chapter, really the only chapter that holds this event. And we've been doing it since about 1939 or 1940,
wow,
when it was originally held in a beautiful, the Cooper home in called the Pines in Hyde Park. And then later it was moved to the Cincinnati Art Museum. And then in 1983, the public library decided to host this annual event. And so we have files and files of local authors and many stories to tell about famous authors and not so famous authors who have come. And I think the whole event is amazing. It's a testament to the true literacy of Cincinnati, because everybody there has one thing in common, that they're from the Cincinnati area or live here, and that they've written a book. And then you find this enormous spectrum of topics that they've written on, anything from your family history to a great best-selling novel or mystery, lots of how-to-do-it books. But it's just, it is really amazing, and that's almost the point of this event, is to celebrate all that, not just the bestsellers, not just the ones who are going to make lots of money.
Just the people who are working hard, putting pen to paper, for sure. And you mentioned awards that are given out in the fall, Georgianne, and I know, Kate, that for this event tomorrow at the main library, there's a little award action happening as well.
There is. Not every year, but many years we give an award called the Cooper Award, and that's given to an individual or organization that's made outstanding contributions to the promotion of books and reading in Hamilton County. And so this year we're going to be honoring Writer's Digest and F&W Media.
Wow.
For their outstanding contributions.
And you say you don't do it every year, but I know that you will have a few of past winners of the award that will be at the meet and greet.
We will. Andrea Chang, who's one of our panelists, is a past Cooper Award winner. So she's a wonderful supporter of Ohioana.
Yeah, and Buck Niehoff, I think
Buck
I saw
Niehoff?
His name
mm-hmm.
pop up as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely.
Well, a lot of fun to be had tomorrow at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, the main branch. It's the Ohioana 2013, Connecting Readers and Hamilton County Writers. It'll be between 1 and 4. If you'd like more information, you can visit our website, wvxu.org, and learn more about the Ohioana Library, the Ohioana Quarterly, and all the great work our public library does. Well, thank you, ladies, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Georgianne Bradford from the Ohioana Library and a former librarian and literature and languages department at the public library, and Kate Lawrence, the director of adult services, programming, and exhibits, talking about the Ohioana event tomorrow afternoon at the main library.